Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. My name is Maggie Hayes. You're listening to The Maggie Hayes Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Not really my name is Maggie Dawn, but my family name, being from County Cork, is Hayes. And I'm really excited to bring two people. I'm going to start with you, Ben. He is with the Madison Hurlers team, Ben Cottrell. Turns out your family's also from County Cork.
Yeah, Maggie, yeah, born and raised in Cork and been in Madison for the last 7 years. And been playing with Madison Hurling Hailstone or Hurling Club of Madison with those 7 years. And I just want to give a shout out to all my family back in Cork who are listening in and have sent on the show to many family and relations. So big shout to them and up the Rebels.
I love it, Ben. Hello to everyone in County Cork and Ireland and beyond. I hope you tune in every day. I will stop with my terrible Irish accent because now we have a legitimate one. But again, my family also from County Cork in Ireland. I also want to welcome Michaela Kolstock, also playing with the Madison Hurling team. Welcome, Michaela.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here.
So let's start with the beginning. What is hurling and how long has it been around? Because this answer is so cool.
Oh, it's been around thousands of years. It even predates Christianity, I believe. So it's a different sort of religion. But in Madison, actually, the hurling and football have been, well, mainly hurling has been in the city of Madison with the last 18 years. It was formed in St. Patrick's Day 2007 by Jason, John, and John Kenny and Bill Jones, who are all listening into the show today as well. So big shout out to those guys for setting it up back 18 years ago today.
Well, to Jason and John Kenny and Bill Jones, happy anniversary to the Madison Hurling team. What a wonderful bit of Irish culture to share, especially here in a place like Wisconsin. Now, is the Madison Hurling Club like the Milwaukee Hurlers where it is co-ed? Are you playing both men and women right now?
We do mix it up. We have a league that we have two leagues for indoor that we run over the winter just to keep us all some bit sane and get us out of the house.
Yes.
We have an A and a B league. The B league is co-ed and the A league is for season hurlers. So we're able to mix and match between the two. But in the last couple of years, and Michaela will lean on this a bit more, we've started seeing great numbers grow in our Camogie team, and it really has blossomed over the last couple of years. Just a shout out on the hurling side of it, I think we have about 4 or 5 national championships in hurling, which is very big for a club in the Midwest. We often go to tournaments and play teams from Boston, San Francisco, a lot of like a hurling team in Madison, Wisconsin. It's crazy. So
yeah, they're like, where is that? Why are you better at this than we are? And that's
pretty much.
It's the good Irish in Wisconsin. I love it. Michaela, so what is Camogie? Is it the same as hurling, but for women? Tell us more.
Yeah, so they are essentially the same sport. Back in the good old days, I guess you could say, there were some slightly different rules, but now the two sports are very well aligned. So for many of us ladies, we do a lot of the developmental co-ed, as Benji had mentioned. And just this year, new to 2025, we now have enough ladies to form an official Camogie team. We will be competing as Madison Camogie at tournaments this summer and at nationals, hopefully.
That's wonderful. Congratulations on that. I played rugby in college. And so very much, and we won a national championship and had the same experience that you all are describing. When we would go to tournaments, first of all, no one knew who we were. And second of all, we were playing these well-established, well-stocked teams, basically from the coasts, right? Like that was the deal. So you have a lot of respect and empathy from me over these airwaves. Again, this is an ancient game. Can you tell us, Ben, the basics? So we got to talk about what a hurley is and what the slitter is, because everybody's going, what's a hurley and what's a slitter right now? So do tell, Ben.
Yeah. Well, what I have here for those listening on the radio is it's not much use, but I have I installed this hurley from my son who's 9 months and has it.
So your 9 month old son has a hurley already. Am I getting this straight? Yeah.
He's a late starter.
late starter.
Would have hoped
okay.
sooner. But, so it's basically it's a stick made of ash or else a fiberglass equivalent over here in the US. And it's kind of shaped like a flat spoon or a spatula. And you play it like you play lacrosse, but a lot less gear. You only have a helmet. And the focus of it is there's two teams, like in soccer, and then we have uprights, uprights over the bar. So you score by two ways, by getting it into the goal, like in soccer, or like a field goal in Gaelic or in American football. And it's a very good physical game. By the look of it, it doesn't seem that there's too many rules, though. When you beat it down, there's an awful lot. So you can't throw the ball, you have to hand pass, or you have to hit the ball off your hurley, and you can only take four steps, and otherwise you're balancing on it like an egg and spoon. So
yeah, I want to just tell people, I'm going to give folks, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see Ben balance the slitter on the hurley. So here's what these things are. The hurley is the stick that you use to whack the ball, which is also called a slitter. A hurley is shorter than a baseball bat, weighs less than a baseball bat, and has a flat end that is about, 5 inches wide, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't measure it in inches, however. It's got a flat face. And so the slitter, then the ball, is approximately the size of a baseball, but has massive seams on it, really big seams, outer seams, external seams. So as Ben said, you score by either smacking the slitter with your hurley through the uprights, okay? Mm-hmm. Or by slapping the slitter with your hurley into the net. Those are the two ways that you score. You can pass the slitter, but again, the important rule is if you're holding the slitter, you can only take four steps with it before you have to throw it up and bounce it on your hurley. Now,
yeah.
As at least former has-been athlete, Michaela, I want to ask you, because I have a bunch of friends that play in the Milwaukee Hurling Club, and they dragged me out to some games. And because they knew I played rugby, they're like, Maggie, you should be able to do this. Come on, you used to play softball. So I tried to throw the slitter and hit it with the hurley, which I could do, but it went about like 3 feet and went bloop. And then I tried to run and throw the slitter up and balance it / bounce it on my hurley and looked like I had never played a single sport in my entire life. Were you a longtime hurling player? How did you get involved with this? And how did you, these are very specific skills. And oh, by the way, folks, like batters who are switch hitters in baseball, if you're a hurling player, you got to be able to smack the slitter both right-handed and left-handed. And by the way, it's sort of like a half chop, half swing. Correct anything I've gotten wrong, but I wanted to paint people a vibrant picture of pretty much how challenging this is.
Yeah, I've only been playing for about 4 years now. I came in with a softball background. And luckily, you know, transitioning into camogie was relatively okay, mainly because I tried football first, and then one of our camogie gals, that camogie is her heart and soul, Allie Kenny, shout out to Allie Kenny, she instantly grabbed me and was like, you're pretty athletic, we're going to have you try this sport too. And so our camogie recruitment has been very much, hey, you're playing football, why not try to play camogie as well. So I would say last year was probably like my holy cow, it all makes sense now year.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I'm always constantly improving. I can attest that it's such a fun sport. I would say that you don't really even necessarily have to have any like major skill, especially as ladies coming in, as long as you're willing to try and to have fun with it. And to give it your all, we're going to make sure that you get right where you need to be and you'll fit right in.
It is a good time sport, much like rugby, much like Gaelic football. Like, there's a great camaraderie, great respect mm-hmm. for anybody that plays. So, like, if you're randomly in Ireland and somebody figures out that you're a hurler, they'd be like, "Oh, hey, buddy, like, come hang out," which I love about this sort of category of sports. Folks, if you're just joining us, I got two very special guests today, both from the Madison Hurling Club, Ben Cottrell with family listening in County Cork. Hello to all of you and happy St. Patrick's Day, as well as Michaela Colstock, both of them playing with the Madison Hurling Club. Michaela now on a fully sided Camogie team, which is women's hurling. I forgot this analogy. If folks are listening and you know what a field hockey stick looks like, it kind of looks a little bit like that. The hurley does. I wanted to ask you, Ben, was this a family inherited tradition? Did your dad, was he a hurler? Was there an uncle? Did your mom hurl? And I don't mean hurl. I mean hurling. Did she play some hurling? How does one, unless you get recruited by Michaela because she sees you playing flag football or softball or something, how do you get sucked into the hurling culture and family?
It's very easy. It's very hard to avoid back in Ireland. My family played hurling. My father, my uncles played. My granduncles and grandfather played as well. And my sisters and cousins play. So really, it's kind of like basketball equivalent over here. Just growing up, you just play around. That's why I said I was kind of half joking, half serious that my son, who's 9 months, he's a late bloomer, because usually at home, as soon as you're around the place, a ball's thrown at you. But over here, how we're recruiting for men's is a lot of word of mouth, or when we're out and about, people see us, or on our Facebook page as well. And we're always looking to get more and more both men and women to play our games.
Okay, so Michaela, if folks listening want to find out more about either the men's or women's hurling teams and the Hurling Club in Madison, where do they go to find that info?
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook and or Instagram at Madison Hailstones GAA. You can directly DM or comment on a post. We are actively watching our social medias. We also are doing, and Ben, you'll have to potentially remind me what date it is, but we are taking over a Madison Forward game, and we'll be doing a halftime demonstration, which is another great way to come and kind of see what we do, especially if you're like, oh, like I've heard of this and I've watched videos and it looks scary and intimidating and I would like to see it in person or talk to people in person about it. That's an awesome opportunity to come chat with us.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to correct there? Did we get the dates right, or the date right for that event, Ben?
I believe so. And I do just want to convey kind of anyone who does come and wants to start learning, we have an awful lot of good teachers within our club, those who played the game in Ireland, though some who've been playing hurling for the last 18 years in the US. And it's probably easier for them to teach someone than it is, say myself. But anyone who'd like to come along, we're always doing demonstrations and trying to get people comfortable. We'll be training outdoors in the next couple of weeks on Thursday nights in U Bay for the men's from around 6 p.m. onwards. And we're always willing to take on more people, and there's a good social side too, which is very important.
I can't believe it. We are already out of time, everybody. Ben, shout out your family in County Cork.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Michaela, who would you like to say hello to on this fine St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, goodness. I would probably just give a shout out to all of the team members that are watching. If anybody's interested, come hang out with us at Gaelic Football or Camogie and Hurling. We're always having a good time.
A big thanks to Ben Cottrell and Michaela Colstock of the Madison Hurling Club. Have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day to both of you. I hope to see you on the pitch soon. We'll be back with my final thoughts on this beautiful holiday. I finally cracked a Guinness, everybody. Woohoo! Happy St. Patrick's Day. Back with more in just a moment, right here on the Civic Media or Radio Network.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.